And let's bring in a man that knows a thing or two about Super Bowls. Mr. Emmett Smith, Hall of Famer, joins us this morning. Emmett, thank you very much for taking the time to be with us. How you doing this morning, sir?
Gabe, I'm fine, man. How are you doing? We got a bad connection, but go ahead.
We appreciate you taking the time to be with us here this morning. So I was just talking about this contest. Very, very cool, man. You know, it's a trip to the Super Bowl, opportunity to wake up in the stadium. Tell us about the Marriott Combine Masterclass in conjunction with Bonvoy.
Yes, but I will tell you about the Marriott Bonvoy Combine Masterclass, which I will be hosting October the 17th in Chicago. It's only for Marriott members. You can go to moments.marriottbonvoy.com to get more information on the masterclass, the Combine Masterclass that I'm hosting October the 17th. That class, I will be helping folks learn how to go through the Combine, all the Combine drills. We'll be talking classroom work and everything else, educating them on the game itself and how players that are coming out of college have to prepare for what the Combine is all about. That is one level of experience. The other one that you mentioned is for everyone. Everyone can get involved in this one. This is Courtyard Super Bowl Sleepover Contest, hosted by Courtyard. You can go to hashtag Courtyard Super Bowl Contest to get information on it. That is something different. If you win this one, you and three of your friends get a chance to sleep over in the stadium in the suite that's been transformed by Courtyard into a suite for you and your friends, staying overnight. The next morning, you never know who might stop by and say hello or eat breakfast with you. You just don't know. It could be myself. It could be anybody from the National Football League, because the National Football League has partnered with Marriott on this particular venture. So that's what these two different programs are all about. You can go to moments.marriottbonvoy.com to understand more about the Combine Masterclass, hashtag Courtyard Super Bowl Contest, to learn more about it.
Emmett Smith with us. That's wicked cool. Wicked cool contest. So I should note, Emmett, I'm a Buffalo Bill fan, so my Super Bowl memories, man, you ruined them.
Well, I had to do my job.
And you did it. You did it real well. You did it real well. I got to ask you, what do you think, Emmett, when you see Melvin Gordon is not playing right now? You saw Zeke got paid. What do you think when you hear people, running backs are a dime a dozen? I wouldn't pay a running back. You know, the editor of Pro Football Talk, who, you know, you figure would be smarter, says he thinks Melvin Gordon's overpaid, making $5 million as it is, because he's just a running back. Some of the greatest players in the history of the league have been just running backs. And, you know, such as yourself, Walter Payton, you know, we will go on. You know, to me, you know, it's amazing how they devalue the position so much. What's your take on this, Emmett?
Well, number one, no one is just anything. I think everyone brings something special to the table. That's one reason why you drafted a guy like Melvin Gordon and drafted a guy like Ezekiel Elliott and these running backs. If it was just a running back, you wouldn't just draft running backs. You'd draft all wide receivers and never run the ball at all. So, therefore, it's never just this. I think it's just a term that people try to use to devalue that position. But here's the thing that makes the difference between most running backs and the elite running backs like Ezekiel Elliott and the Le'Veon Bell. You're talking about two guys that can carry the ball and shoulder the load with over 350 touches on the ground a year, and tack on another 50 passes out of the backfield to add on top of those carries. So you had about 400-plus touches. When you have a guy that's carrying the load that much and he's healthy for 16 games, that is something that set a guy apart from everyone else. Until players start to hit those numbers, then you can honestly sit back and say, okay, I'm not one of those elite guys, but I like my team, I like the position that I'm in, and these elite guys are setting marks, and when my time comes, I want to get in that same category. And so you have something to shoot for. And so that's the way I look at the running back position. It shouldn't be devalued. I think that's the league way of just trying to keep money at a minimum, because running backs have the tendency to blow things out of the water. Zeke just set a mark, and that mark is pretty high. For the next running back who can prove that they are worthy to be in the same classification, as a Le'Veon Bell and a Ezekiel Elliott by performing week in and week out, being consistent throughout the whole course of the year, being able to take this workload the way that these two guys have done for the last 2 or 3 years.
Well, I got news for you. If Dak keeps playing the way he played yesterday, then he's going to set a bar too there, because Jerry's going to have to pay him at some particular point also. And I'm wondering, nobody knows better than you, Emmett, when Jerry tells us we're going to get a deal done, we'll get it done, I guess we should believe him. What kind of negotiator is Jerry Jones? And is there always a plan going on with him?
There's always a plan with Jerry Jones. I mean, and trust me, if he said he's going to get it done, it will get done. In the fashion that you or I think it might get done, no one knows. But Jerry understands the importance of having that key position locked down in terms of the quarterback position as well as the running back position, including the wide receiver. Jerry has had the experience of having what we call, and what most people call today, the triplets. And so he's developing that same old type of mentality with these three running, with Zeke and with Dak and also Amari Cooper. And with the emergence of Gallup, you having the best of both worlds. And so at the end of the day, Jerry will get it done. And the Cowboys, if we are able to continue the consistency and develop the consistency throughout the rest of the year and stay healthy, we have a very good chance of being in a big game at the end of the day.
Emmett, I know we got to get going in a minute here, but I wanted to ask you about your son. And, dear, my goodness, man, like what I was watching the tape, and I was just blown away by the instinct, the speed, the hands, and everything. If you guys haven't seen EJ play football, such a special player. You must be incredibly proud. And from what I understand, it's all his. It's just his ability, isn't it? His instinct. You weren't like a football dad, right? Like, hey, you know, do this. I did this. This is the way you're supposed to carry the ball. You know, this is footwork. He really, this is all him, isn't it, Emmett?
It is. It is him. Now, carrying the football, teaching him how to carry the football, that's one thing. Teaching him how to catch, use all his hands, seeing the corners of the ball, that's another thing. But allowing him to be his natural self, that's all him. He was trained as a wide receiver and never really trained as a running back, but some of those running skills are all instinctive, and that's naturally his DNA. And he has the skill set to be a very good player someday. He's working hard to not only get back on the football field, because he has a high ankle sprain right now, but he's a very good player and has tremendous upside.
I imagine there's some pressure with the Gators. Do you want him to be a Gator? Obviously, it's his decision, but would you like to see him as a Florida Gator?
You know, the bottom line is I want to see my son happy. I want to see him to go. I want him to go where he feel like he can make a mark. I want him to be. I want him to be himself. I'm not influencing one way or the other. It is his decision as a father and as his mom and I. We're here to support him.
Emmett, thank you very much for taking the time to be with us this morning. I know you're busy. We encourage people to enter this contest. Why would you want to not hang out with Emmett Smith and the Super Bowl in a suite? Thank you very much for taking the time to be with us, Emmett.
Thank you.
Emmett Smith with us. And